Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting second. The third baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Samford. Batting second. The right fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bill Fisher. And now, play ball. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thronberry throws the ball into Sievers, who tags Minoso trying to return to first, for the out. Power moves to third. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive towards first. Sievers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers throws to second for one, and Virals throws back to first, with Fisher covering, and Fisher drops the ball. Strickland scores. Nixon moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thronberry, who is chasing the ball. Perry reaches third base with a triple. Nixon scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields the ball and throws to Perry covering. Safe. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Allison fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Allison. Power scores. Minoso goes all the way around to score. Francona moves all the way to home. It's 5-0 Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hyde now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Nixon moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Hyde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyde strikes out. One out. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford is 0-for-1 in the game. Samford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hyde fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Power moves to second. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a line drive towards third. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Narragon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Hyde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyde is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyde hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford is 0-for-2 in the game. Samford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thronberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hyde fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Brown now catching. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-2, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Narragon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Dick Hyde. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford is 0-for-3 in the game. Samford hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Griggs now pitching. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perry for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Samford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field. Colavito picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Colavito. Thronberry moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Naragon and he is out, Verhal supplying the tag. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-4 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seavers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Naragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naragon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Naragon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Naragon for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.